Hare Krishna. Sharing spiritual knowledge is not just about delivery, it is about discovery. When we are told that, okay, you please go and take this and give this to someone. So we may think this is just a core, this is something just running an errand. So anybody could have done that. Why should I have to do it? We think, oh, I can do much better work. And when we have this conception that just delivering a message is something very ordinary, at that time when we are told that we are meant to simply deliver the message that Krishna has given through the spiritual masters in a disciplic succession, then we may think, oh, but what is the use of my intelligence? If I am simply meant to deliver, then what is the function of my intelligence? Where is my capacity for intellectual creativity? My capacity for intellectual expertise, is it all not meant to be used at all? Actually, in the delivery itself, there is the discovery. Normally, we think of discovering something new means we go out somewhere and then we find something new. Oh, I discovered something. I found this treasure underneath this ground where I had come. So that is one way we may discover. But another way of discovery is that, now we have something in our pocket and we think it's an ordinary stone. And then maybe we study something about jewels and then we understand that what we have in our pocket is not a stone but a jewel. So something similar happens to us when we deliver spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is like a precious jewel. That jewel is not just the letters of the knowledge. The letters are also important. But it is the object who is revealed through the internalization of that knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is essentially a love letter of Krishna to all of us souls who are in this world who have forgotten Him. So the message of the Bhagavad Gita is essentially a love letter. And initially, when we just study the philosophy, we may not understand and appreciate that message of love. But as we keep practicing, as we keep reacquainting ourselves with the spiritual knowledge, and more, we start appreciating how this spiritual knowledge is in its essence the message of love. So as we appreciate that message of love more and more, then we become filled with greater excitement and fulfillment whenever we encounter that spiritual knowledge, because through that spiritual knowledge we are encountering Krishna. And that's what happens to Arjuna, so to Sanjay, who is actually delivering the spiritual message that Krishna has spoken. So Krishna is speaking that enlightens Arjuna, who is in a crisis. Now Sanjay repeats that message. When Sanjay repeats that message and that message is heard by Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra is not transformed. And yet Sanjay himself, just by delivering the message, is transformed. In 18.76 and 77 in the Bhagavad Gita, he describes how he becomes jubilant. So he says two things. In the 76th verse, he says, Rajan samsmitya samsmitya samvadamim adbhutam keshavarjuna yo punyam rishyamicha muhurmuhum tachya samsmitya samsmitya rupamatya adbhutam harehe vismayo me mahan rajam rishyamicha punha punha. So he says in 18.76, he says, Tatcha samsmitya samsmitya, Tarajan samsmitya samsmitya, samsmitya samsmitya, and Rishyami. These are two words that are repeated in 76 and 77 texts. So he says, I am jubilant. What is making me jubilant? And samsmitya samsmitya, Tatcha samsmitya samsmitya, Rajan samsmitya samsmitya, samvadam imam adbhutam. It's adbhuta samvad, extraordinary dialogue that has been there. Rajan. Vadamimad adbhutam keshavarjuna yo punyam. At keshavarjuna, that was the direction between discussion between Keshava and Arjuna, which is punya, which is extremely pious. Rishyami cha muhurmuhu. And I am jubilant, I am delighting in every moment on hearing this. And then what is the essential message that is revealed through that knowledge? Tatcha samsmitya samsmitya rupamatya adbhutam harehe. He is remembering the extraordinary form of Krishna, of Lord Hari. Now that can refer to the Vishwarupa of Darshan which Krishna gave to Arjuna in the 11th chapter. That can also refer to the form of Krishna from which that magnificent Vishwarupa had manifested. So, रूपम अत्यद्भुतम हरे विस्मयो में महान राजन, विस्मयो में महान राजन, आई एम अमेज्ड, नश्यामि च पुनः पुनः, एंड आई एम जुबिलेटिंग, आई एम डिलाइटेड अगेन एंड अगेन. सो इन डिलीवरिंग दिस नॉलेज, संजय इज फोर्स्ड टू contemplate that knowledge very deeply, and as he contemplates and recollects that knowledge, he discovers, oh, such is the wonderful message, that is, such is the wonderful import of this message, and such is the wonderful lore that is delivered through this message, and thus we become more and more enlivened. So we should, so our intelligence is utilized for appreciating better and deeper the knowledge that we are delivering. And that enhanced appreciation is the discovery that makes the process of delivery itself exciting and fulfilling. So, in delivery, we make discovery. And that is the adventure of sharing spiritual knowledge. Thank you. Hare Krishna.